So you think she's lying?
I'm sure of it.
Gordo Hansen shrugged and leaned on the fender of his unit. He peeled off a few shriveled leaves from a pouch and stuffed them into his mouth.
Let's go pick them up.
Where?
He chewed a while, getting the wad softened as he looked off into the distance like the Marlboro Man.
Oh, I know of a few places we can give a shot. I'm pretty sure his residence is in Billings, but that other peckerhead, Louis, lives over in Wood Place near the Amish settlement. If they're holding up over here, I'd bet that's where they'd be.
I shook my head. You've got white supremacists on one side of the county and militant Artie Smallsong on the other. That's the makings of a civil war there.
I'm not so sure to be so civil.
We watched the ambulance pull away as Henry joined us with Dog, whom he had graciously allowed to water the lawn. The bear watched as Sheriff Hansen walked toward his unit.
We're going somewhere?
He says the Louis guy lives over in Wood Place, a town I've never heard of.
Not so much a town, really, more of a place with wood.
Right. He says Schiller and his group might be over there, and I'd like to have a conversation with him. At the truck, the bear opened the rear door, allowing Dog to jump into the back and then climbed in the front himself.
Conversation, is that what we are calling it these days?
I hit the ignition and pulled out, following the Rosebud County Sheriff. For now, we'd gotten onto the main drag of 212. Before long, we took the cutoff toward North Tongue River Road, and he spoke again.
It is a head injury, so they are going to keep her overnight.
Yep.
And if it is a concussion, they will keep her longer.
I glanced at him. What's your point?
She has a game to coach in Billings tomorrow night.
I stared out the windshield. She doesn't have an assistant coach?
Have you seen one?
No. I thought about it. What about Tiger Scalpcane, the athletic director?
He will be in Bozeman with the boys' team.
He stared back at me as the thought dawned.
No way. They like you.
They like you, too.
In a different way, I scare them.
Henry, I don't know anything about the game.
We will get you some help.
Besides, Jaya isn't playing. My responsibility to the team is over.
Those girls need leadership, and they talked about you when we were riding back last night. I think you are a settling presence in their lives, and they have very little to settle them.
I laughed. Where did I start coaching them? Then they'll get unsettled. I glanced at him again, noting his solemn expression. You're not joking, are you? He turned and studied me.
These girls are having the chance of a lifetime stolen from them through no fault of their own. Last season they finished rock bottom in their division. Jaya graduates this year, and the team will likely finish last in their division next year. They will never have an opportunity like this again.
She's not on the team anymore.
They will accept her if you say they should.
I'm not so sure they should.
It is her last chance, too.
Godot made a left onto Greenleaf Road, and I followed, keeping a reasonable distance.
You never made bad choices when you were young.
You know I did. Most of them were with you.
Then give her a chance.
Look, let's cross that burning bridge when we get to it. In the meantime, how about we do cop things and go round up some bad guys?
You will consider it?
Sure.
Really consider it?
I nodded my head. I will. Honest.
Gordo took another left and pulled to a stop.
Parking alongside him, I watched as he rolled his window down and leaned over.
Okay, it's not really a house, so don't be surprised.
What is it?
Well, it started out as a house, but then Louis ran out of money after he got the basement poured, so it's more of a hole in the ground with a roof.
I glanced in the direction we were both parked.
It can't be as difficult to get into as Fort Artie east of here.
Godot shrugged.
Maybe.
You've been here before?
Serving civil papers.
How did that go?
He shot at us.
Louis?
He didn't hit anybody, but he about gave one of my deputies a shit hemorrhage. I think he's a lousy shot.
Lucky for your deputy.
I took off my seatbelt and opened up the door, stepping out and pushing Dog's head back inside.
So how do you want to do this?
Gordo met us at the front of the vehicles, and I noticed the bear was carrying the 12-gauge he'd liberated from Marty Smallsong.
Pretty straightforward. We'll just go up, and if he shoots at us again, I think we can feel free to return fire.
I pulled my Colt from the holster, figuring an ounce of prevention was worth a pound of buckshot, Henry stepped forward, but then turned and looked at Gordo.
You first?
He snorted. I thought the Indian scout was always in the front.
Your county?
Gordo shook his head.
God, I love this job.
He began walking up the road, and we fell in behind.
Funny, I didn't think of Louis as a violent type.
The Cheyenne nation shrugged.
People change when they are behind a gun, or in front of one, for that matter.
We approached a ridge where the dirt road swept left and stopped at a plateau with a view from all sides. There, in the center, was what looked like someone had stolen a house but left the roof. It was cobbled together with asphalt shingles that had seen better days, and for the life of me, I couldn't see any windows or doors.
How do you get in?
It's one of those Bilko cellar doors on the other side.